Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Tuesday is the day. Thoughts with Tea, with Tessa. It's a tea day. Tuesday, thoughts, and tea, and Tessa. That has a ring to it. I'm sorry, you know what? I've been having some technical issues today. Getting on and recording, it's just something hasn't been working with my software. So I got a really funny clip though. I was recording myself while I was struggling to. It's just hilarious, honestly. Sometimes you just got to record yourself and laugh at yourself. I think that made my day a little bit better. Just, wow, you know, just got to laugh it off when struggles happen. But we're here. Nothing's going to stop me. Episode 3. So glad to be here. Finally. It's been a little bit of a process, you know, and honestly, I'm a little stressed. To be honest with you, it just life is busy and there's a lot of moving parts, especially in making a podcast, but I'm here and I'm doing it, and I knew that it was going to be, you know, a learning curve. It's my, you know, I'm new to this, but I'm going to give myself grace. You know what? It's okay. It's not going to be perfect. These three first episodes aren't going to be perfect, but I will never do it if I think it's going to be perfect. You know, that can't stop me. So, but luckily, like, there is a lot of software out there and a lot of support and how to do it. So here we are making it happen. So yeah, I wanted to start this episode with some mindfulness, some mindful thoughts and words, because it just was a little struggle to get started. So let's just take a deep breath. Everything's okay. I'm gonna have my tea. Today I have lemon ginger probiotic because sickness has been going around where I am, where I work. And I have some elderberry, blueberry tea. So what this is I do a mix of like loose leaf and like bagged tea if I don't have enough like loose leaf to really make a good cup of tea. So sometimes I mix it, but I prefer loose leaf. Like tea connoisseurs would be like, you're using a tea bag. So it's not my favorite, but I just like tea, all right? So I'll just drink whatever, and so this is what I got today. So I'm going to take a sip of that. Take a sip of your tea. Just kidding. You don't have to be drinking tea, but tea's good for you. If you're not feeling good, if, you know, it's allergy season. So if you're having allergies, tea's a good way to, you know, honey and tea, good way to combat your allergies. But anyways, okay, so let's take a deep breath, and, you know, it's a chaotic time. Fast-paced time. I just feel like this, like the month of April, very fast-paced, you know, but we got all of the holidays. Easter's done. Next holiday is 4th of July, baby. It's just enjoy the nice weather, the nature, you know, look outside your window. Just be thankful for trees. In nature. It was just Earth Day when I'm recording this. Yesterday was Earth Day. So I didn't really celebrate. But I love that there's a day for Earth. I wish I could just be in nature every day. So let's just pretend we're in nature. I'm going to pretend I'm in the forest. Oh, and not in my apartment. I kind of need to give some context of where I'm at. Right now, I am in my living room in a corner in my apartment, and I live in just a small two-bedroom. I mean, it's decent size, but it's a little compact. I live with my partner, my boyfriend, and yeah, I'm doing it though still. I'm not in a studio. It's not ideal, but you know, I love starting here. It'll evolve. I'll go somewhere else, but this is a great starting point. So, yeah, enough of that. Enough of me. I just want to say what I'm thankful for before I get into our topic today. Our topic is neurodivergent versus neurotypical. And it has been a process. I've been talking a lot to others about this topic, and I just really want a good episode out of this. And it's a topic that racks my brain daily. So it's been a process to make this happen. I mean, this whole podcast, I mean, you've heard me say that before, but like, you know what? And I also realized that I say like a lot when I'm explaining things. When I have like, I've written material and then I just kind of spew it out for my episode. But when I'm trying to explain something out of context, when I get a little off topic, neurodivergent, I say like a lot, but I think that's just how I talk. Anyways, it's not perfect. But I'm really going to try to not say like a lot anymore. Gosh, that's embarrassing. But anyways, so yeah, I want to say what I'm thankful for. Because, you know, when you're feeling a little overwhelmed, it can be easy to lose sight of what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for having this apartment, having a place to even record my podcast. I'm thankful for the seasons changing. I live somewhere where the seasons change, and I love that, you know? I love to be able to be really thankful for warmer weather and blooming trees. So it is a beautiful time. And just the cycles of life and so much growth and evolving has happened to get to this point, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for tea, and I'm thankful to even have an opportunity to spew my thoughts and my disorganized thoughts sometimes into this microphone, onto the ether webs, the internet. I'm just not taking myself seriously this episode. I'm having one of those days, I guess. So, okay, that's what I'm thankful for. What are you thankful for? Let me know. I'm thankful for you too. If you're listening, I am thankful for you. So thankful for you that you're even listening to me. But okay, so neurodivergent versus neurotypical. I recently came across the topic of neurodivergent and like the definition of what that is. Like my whole life, I don't think that was really a term that was used a lot growing up. A lot is changing in that kind of world of mental health and various neurodivergent disorders. And this is a topic that I could talk a lot about and I think a lot about because I work with kids in behavioral therapy, and I do work with a lot of kids with neurodivergent, you know, issues, and it's a spectrum. Everyone is different, you know, and it's fascinating, but I love my job. I think about it daily, how I can help these kids and help, you know, even adults with ADHD or OCD or autism is all considered neurodivergent. So let's talk more about that in a little bit. Wow. Okay. So this is really a neurodivergent episode. You know, it's perfect because I, you know, started recording, then midway realized I didn't take my ADHD medication. And that's just not okay because when I take my ADHD medication, the episodes are a lot better. It just makes sense. So that's what I had to go and do just now. So let's just get right into my story then. My ADHD story. So yes, I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was like 23. It's late in life, honestly. So I went like my whole adolescence, high school, and college years without being diagnosed with ADHD. My mom didn't think so I had it, you know, but it was apparent to me growing up in school. I couldn't focus. I was all over the place, you know, living in a la-la land. If you know me, that's, yeah. I am here, I'm there, you know. It's a blessing, and, you know, and that's what we'll get into. Like, there's so much creativity, I feel like, being neurodivergent. I have a lot of creative thoughts. That's why I'm making a podcast, because I have a lot of ideas and thoughts. But it can be all over the place if it's not treated, right? And for a while, I didn't like ADHD medications. And that can almost be a whole other episode to talk about that, because it is scary what some kids are, you know, are being prescribed that don't work for them, this, you know, stimulant. So I'm on a non-stimulant medication, and it really works for me. It really helps. Thank God I got this diagnosis and found medication that works for me, because now I can function like an adult, you know, but it's still a struggle. Like, anything mental health concerned, you have to have a whole toolkit of practices and habits to encourage a healthy lifestyle and to help you function and get things done. Like, there has to be a whole, you know, a whole array of coping skills. And it's taken a long time to find that. And I still obviously struggle with that, you know, and it's just hard when there's so much in life that you have to juggle. And so everyone struggles with staying on task, you know? So yeah, I also think I'm dyslexic, definitely. And I never got diagnosed with that as a kid. It's sad. Girls get undiagnosed a lot because it's not apparent. And boys, it's a lot more apparent if they have ADHD. But for girls, my mom was like, no, you were fine, you know, and I was a very high functioning kid and I could get it done. And so she didn't think I was ADHD at all, but I certainly struggled, and I was. So yeah, it's a lot, but it's so, so common. And I love going on the internet, TikTok, Instagram, and seeing a whole community of people that relate to me that weren't diagnosed either, diagnosed as an adult, but struggling to like get by, pay their bills, and just like all of the things. It's, you know, it's really hard. It's hard to be an ADHD and, you know, and neurodivergent in any capacity. So what I said earlier was that neurodivergent is considered OCD, autism, ADHD, dyslexia, traumatic brain injury, PTSD, and yeah, those are all different forms of being neurodivergent. So that's a lot of people that probably have that are neurodivergent. And I think we went our whole lives, maybe when we were younger or like generations before, thinking that most people are just neurotypical. And so everyone was just treated as neurotypical. But that is probably a huge wide range of people that are actually neurodivergent. So it leads me to beg the question, is everyone a little bit neurodivergent then? Or not? It's a very like gray area. This is a very like gray area topic, and that can be hard to talk about. Kind of, you know, like I do work in this field, so, and I am neurodivergent. So I feel like I do have a place to dissect this and really talk about it. But it's hard. It's hard to really decipher exactly what neurodivergent versus neurotypical, if that's even, I don't know. If you believe you are neurotypical, let me know. I always thought I was too, right? I don't know. It's labeled as when you're a kid and maybe you're getting observed for your behaviors. And if you just have like typical behaviors as a kid, like learning behaviors, or you're not developmentally delayed in any way, like you're going to be labeled as neurotypical. But I think no matter what, if we go on in life, something's going to happen to all of us in your life that could be potentially traumatic and make you somehow, and those traumatic events in the brain, it affects the brain immensely, of course. And does that cause, and that causes neurodivergent symptoms. So like ADHD and autism symptoms can be like similar, you know, but there is distinct like differences in between that. But those symptoms can be mimicked if someone just went through a really traumatic, something really traumatic, maybe in their adolescence or childhood, but they weren't, you know, labeled as neurodivergent. They were neurotypical, but then they go through a very stressful, traumatic event. Then you will have symptoms of autism and ADHD. It's like the same, they're like the same things. And that's, you know, been studied that those symptoms are the same. So I don't know. I think we all need to kind of think about who we are, and we're all a little, we're not perfect. We're all a little neurodivergent in some way, possibly. But I think for me personally, and I'm a unique individual, and I know that I definitely am neurodivergent because, and when I started this episode, it was just solid proof that I'm neurodivergent because my brain literally will just diverge. Oh, there I am. I will bounce from thought to thought. I'll go, you know, I've struggled in school because of it, and, you know, workplaces because of, you know, but medication helps, thank God. And I know how to kind of treat it. And meditation really, really helps ADHD. It does. So yeah, I just think the world is shifting in its way of labeling and understanding mental disorders, neurodivergent. Everything is taking a shift in that. Thankfully, I think the last 20 years or so, the understanding of mental health and all the stigmas behind it was just, you know, it just wasn't a source of support for a lot of people. And a lot of people felt so alone and isolated because if they had any of these neurodivergent symptoms, oh, you're neurodivergent. You're not typical. But really, I think normalizing that, oh, maybe we all are a little neurodivergent. I mean, unless nothing bad has happened to you really, and you don't have any kind of PTSD, and you've always like, you know, scored A, you know, you've always gotten good grades, then, you know, you're neurotypical. But yeah, most artists are neurodivergent. I think it's anything that takes away from your, you know, present moment, and then you're shifted to like somewhere else in your head. But if you've been through anything hard, that emotional stress will cause you to be neurodivergent. And so it usually lasts, sometimes will last like a lifetime, these like symptoms, you know? But I am not a mental health like professional. So like I said, again, I can't wait to have really experienced experts in this field come on and talk about this deeper. But I just, this has been a topic, an idea in my head for a long time, but I've been scared to talk about it though, because it is a gray area. And being neurodivergent is like, there's so much community in that. And I just want to support all the neurodivergent kids and people that have just struggled in this world of neurotypical. Like, maybe, you know, this is what I want to say, okay? Maybe our world is just set up incorrectly. Our systems are incorrectly set up for the impossible robot. Like, everyone is going to go through periods of life where they are going to imitate these neurodivergent symptoms. So, yeah, that's what I have to say about that. I think it's kind of impossible to be completely perfect and neurotypical. What I think has happened is neurodivergent was literally just used to be just labeled as autism and nothing else. And then it started trickling into, oh, well, OCD is considered not neurodivergent. Any sort of OCD tendencies. And then ADHD is neurodivergent, PTSD, all of these. And this is all so, so common. Like, it really is so sad to think about how many cases and how many kids that go through traumatic, stressful events at a young age that causes developmental delay in their growth, you know, and traumatic events kind of stunt growth and it causes these autism traits. It's sad and it actually is really common, you know, and I hate to think about it for too long because it obviously hits home for me. So I just want to save all the kids. But yeah, it's a lot of people are affected by it and have these neurodivergent symptoms in a very neurotypical structured world. It's always been a neurotypical structured world since, you know, just how it's been. And when I was growing up like that, I just felt like any kind of neurodivergent folks were isolated. And I felt different in ways because I knew I was different and I struggled to focus and I saw other kids not struggling to focus. So, you know, it's just interesting. It's interesting. But to think on the other hand of the neurotypical kids that I definitely grew up with kids that excelled in school and you know, and it very well much if you haven't been through things that really distract you or affect your developmental growth, then you're most likely neurotypical. It makes sense in that way, but it just seems nowadays so much more common to be neurodivergent and have any kind of traits like that. So yeah, but yet again, like I said, we're living in a neurotypical structured world that doesn't work for a lot of people. It's interesting. I wish like I could just take a poll. Has anyone done that? Take a poll. Are you neurotypical or neurodivergent? How many people in this world? Exactly. I need to know. and how to see what ways and how we can restructure things for the neurodivergent folks. But yeah, it just seems, sometimes it seems like this world and me thinking the worst, that all of this was on purpose. Like, we're living in a very, very structured system that doesn't benefit majority of people. I mean, that's not a crazy thought. Honestly, it is what's happening. And now more than ever, there's more neurodivergent people because we live in a very dark world with a lot of traumatic events happening, which causes all of these traits for us to not be neurotypical. So I don't know, weigh in, let me know your thoughts on this topic. But neurotypical is someone who has the brain functions, behaviors, and processing considered standard or typical. People who are neurotypical may have no idea that they are, if the subject has never come up before. Oh, okay. I just read that from Google. gotta see what Google says. I mean, it's like, it's AI. Google is just, what does the AI say? So the word neurotypical refers to people who have brains that function in a similar way to most of their peers. Individuals who are neurotypical develop skills such as social organizational skills at around the same rate as others their age. So I feel like I definitely was considered neurotypical. Obviously, I was never diagnosed with ADHD. I was considered neurotypical my whole life to fit in this box of neurotypical, because I was developmentally at the same level as my peers, but later in life realized that I'm neurodivergent and I really do struggle with ADHD and staying on task and all of the things. So yeah, it's labels, you know. Labeling can be tricky because it puts a broad label on something that is so not broad. Neurotypical, neurodivergent is just, it's a range. And so I guess if you're just, you know, studying a child, if they're neurotypical or neurodivergent, that works. But then when any human goes off in the world and lives and life happens to them, trauma happens to them, they'll probably come out neurodivergent. So I don't know. I think we're a generation of neurodivergent. And then yeah, we're taking over. It's very normalized now. Everyone, you know. And now I want to talk about what makes some other reasons of what makes neurodivergent, what makes you neurodivergent. And honestly, TikTok, you know, the short form content. And that's why I love this long form content. Let me know how you feel about how, you know, long these episodes are. But I want to rejoice in long form content because it's what we need more of, because the short form is totally causing ADHD in people. Like, our attention spans, we have is so short. Our attention spans are so short because of it. So, and you know, and I grew up with TV. I watched a lot of TV, probably too much TV. That probably did something to me. But I don't know. I do at the end of the day think this is just who I am. You know, I'm multifaceted. I am neurodivergent. I'm here, I'm there. I have lots of thoughts and ideas. I can't really stay still, you know, and that's okay. I love myself. That is who I am. And I love myself for it, you know, and I think this is how I would have always ended up being this way. But yeah, TV didn't help. Watching a lot of TV probably. Yeah, there's a lot of things out there that are causing us to be neurodivergent. Could be the foods we're eating. Yep. Probably. Definitely. I mean, your gut, the gut and brain is so connected. So everything you put in the gut is going to affect the brain. So obviously that's not new information for most. That's what it is. And yeah, I don't think it's good for kids to be locked in a classroom all day. I think they need to be out in nature more. And they wouldn't be neurodivergent if they got breaks in nature more and then went back, and they probably wouldn't be as neurodivergent for the kids that struggle to focus. You know, I don't know. It's such a tricky topic, but I'm really glad I'm talking about it, because it's just these things that like are hard to talk about, that we don't really know what to say. I just want to say on this podcast, I'm not afraid to anymore. You know, I don't want to like, I just want to be very respectful for all of the neurodivergent people that claim that feel really, you know, that feel that way and that feel the struggles that I've struggled with. And I want neurotypical people too, that, or people that, you know, feel that they've always been neurotypical, to feel heard and seen as well. So, you know, which I've always thought I was neurotypical, but, you know, definitely not. But I've always been good at like pretending. And I think, is that it? Like the generation before us, or like, you know, our parents' generation, if you're in your 20s, our parents' generation, like neurodivergent, neurotypical, that was never a conversation. It either is like, you know,
you're developmentally delayed, and that's it. Like, there was no gray area. It was black or white for so long. And now this, like, this generation is, there's just so much more to talk about in this, with this topic. And so, yeah, has everyone just been pretending to be neurotypical too a little bit? Because that's what our parents did. I don't know. Are you pretending to be neurotypical? Let your freak flag fly. I'm just kidding. But no, I don't know. I don't know. I hope that's okay to say that, because it seems like rarer and rarer in this generation to be fully neurotypical, because so much trauma happens, which causes you to be neurodivergent. So I don't know. Let me know your thoughts on this, please. I really, like, I want to know your thoughts and the honest, like, I'm okay if, you know, you're fully disagreeing with me, like, that's okay. You know, I'm just speaking my truth as someone that is neurodivergent and struggles. Obviously, you heard me in the beginning of this episode. So, yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of positives to being neurodivergent. Like I said, you know, artist, there's so much art that you can create. And yeah, I feel like I can multitask. Like, sometimes I you know, it's really hard to multitask. Depends on what you're doing. But I can simultaneously, I feel like I have a thought over here. I'm getting this done over here. I can get this done. And then I can go over here and do this. I can have multiple things going on at once, but it does quickly get overwhelming. So you've got to be careful with that. But, you know, there's lots of positives to being just exactly who you are. All right. So, but obviously there's a lot of struggles too, you know. Sleepless nights and, you know, struggling in the workplace and, you know, struggling at college and school, your grades, and just like eating. Oh my God, eating is another struggle when you're ADHD or anything, like, just to get enough food in the day and like prioritize eating. Like, I get so distracted, I get caught up in something. If I'm busy or stressed, I don't have like an appetite. So eating is a struggle. Yeah, just taking proper care of yourself each day can be a struggle. So I'm here to support you every day. Drink healthy fluids, drink tea, and just meditate too. Just, you know, really be mindful on how you're feeling each day. Check in with yourself, you know, if you struggle with all these things. So yeah, but also, I wanted to, you know, we're ending, coming to a close, but I just wanted to really emphasize to follow your dreams. I know how cliche and silly that might sound, you know. Taylor Swift once said, even if it's a cliche, still just say it and love it anyways. That wasn't exactly what she said, but she said something along those lines, okay? And yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously, I experience this. It's a struggle when you struggle to just get day-to-day things covered and just function and be productive in society when you are neurodivergent. It can be an impossible feeling to think that you can go on and live your big dreams and make your big dreams happen. It's like you just don't feel enough, but I'm here to tell you, you are so enough. And your talents and uniqueness make you who you are. And we need everyone to be who they are to add their special gift to the world. And I know that sounds cheesy, but it's so true. So don't be afraid. You know, this podcast scares me more than anything. But I have to do it. I'm too deep now. I've already told everyone I'm doing it. So I'm doing it. But it excites me more than anything, but scares me so bad too at the same time. But I know it's something I need to do. So follow that, whatever that is for you. All right. All right. Well, there it is. There you have it. Thank you for listening today. I know it was a little chaotic, a little all over the place, but I love you all. And have a beautiful day. Bye. We'll be right back.